We welcome Rav Rabduvit Halpenschlite to speak to us today in the absence of the Kalifer Rebbe Schlite, who needs a Rafi Schleimer. He is unfortunately taken ill and regretfully will not be able to speak. We're very, very grateful and appreciative to Rabduvit to step in and in the last moment and prepare for us Turusha today, which we listen eagerly to. Thank you so much, Rabduvit.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. It's my great pleasure to speak to such a chush with Tiva, and certainly to be Mamal Amukim, one of the probably greatest Mabita Tiva, but that I need a Kaal of Rebel, my fish Lima. I'll try a little bit to be a Mamal Amukim as much as possible. A few points that I'm discussing today you have heard from me, those who remember 4 years ago, but Angus and Medish Bala Chiddish. When the days of Sfiras Oimer, I'd like to raise a few points about Sfiras Oimer, about Lag BaOimer, Rishon BaYichud, and about the Yom Tov Shavuos. Sefer Chinuch says, you have it here in Aleph, Mishorshei HaMitzvah, from the reasons of the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer, Al Tzad HaPshat, and push it away. Sefer Chinuch wrote the Sefer for his son and for boys of the young boys, Ishtavot to learn on Shabbos, Lefi. She called Bitcoin Shell Yisrael, the whole Tachlis, the Yesoid of a Yid, is Aine La Toyra. Mepnei A Toyra, Nebri Shemai Boyet of Yisrael. Yidin and the world is Bashafan for Toyra. As they bestate a Pusik, Emloi Berisi Yem of Alai, Lechuk Shemai Boyet of Yisamti. Vehi Hu Ikka Vasibba Shenigale Vyotzim Mitzrayim. The main reason why we were taken out of Mitzrayim was to be Makabal the Toyra Mimakayim. And that inyan is more than the whole chayrus of Mitzrayim, is only the inyan to be mekabel the Torah. Mepnei kein, if it's such a yesoid in the ganze mensch, nitztavini limnois memochlos yom shashal Pesach, supposed to count the days, laharis benafsheini to show hacheifetz hagudel ala yoyim hanichbet hanichsef lelebeini, to see that to show that we're looking forward to the Walter Ketug of Matan Torah, ke'eved, like a slave, who's working so hard, sweating away in the hot weather, Yishav Tzeil, he's challenging to have a bit of shade, to relax a bit. The Yimna Tumid, and person counts, Musa Yuva Ha'ez, when will come the time, and Nichsif, Eilav Sheyetz, Elachedis, Ki Haminyan, the counting, shows that you're really looking forward to something. So I saw a Gavalt Geshmis in Shimshon Pinkas' Sefer. He says, L'chayra, when you count for something which you're looking forward to, the way to count is you count down. Another 21 days. Tomorrow, another 20 days. We somehow count the other way. Today is 28 days in the Oimer. The count should really work the other way. When you're looking forward to something, you count down. That's the Teva. It looks like a Valtig Yisod. And with that, Yisod will understand in the Tefillah, which we say, as you say it, Atta Tzvashunri, Lispes Vish Oimer, Kedei, Letahareini, Mikhil Poseini, Mikhil Meseini. We say the Tachlis of Sfiras Oimer is Kedei L'Tareini M'Klepaseinim T'Baseini. We know these days, as the Sfurim bring down, have got a special skiller for preparation for Kabbalah Zatayra, the Avodah which you have to do, Tikkun Hamidus, especially in the Inyan Sin Vayechan Sham Yisroel, Yesh Echad, Belev Echad, Achdus Yidin, that's the preparation for Kabbalah Zatayra, which, as difficult as it is all year round, as somebody once said, that you talk about Midas, Benud Mechavayda, it's also Gewaltig. The problem is, sometimes there's somebody standing in the way. If not for him, it's Gewaltig. They say, Amushal, somebody was taught, Ayid was taught how to wear to in the army. So they used to teach him how to be able to put 100 bottles there, to count the 33rd bottle, Shisaran. And he became a great Semimcha. He came once, it was a Machuba, and they took him. And the general said, shoot, in the state, count, shoot. After, why didn't you shoot? There was a man standing in the way. He couldn't see. So sometimes the Benudin Lachaveira problem is we have people standing in the way, otherwise it's revolting. It's a shvera avoid the Benudin Lachaveira. But in these days we have a special siyata d'shmaya, that's what's as difficult as it is always, in these days we have a siyata d'shmaya to take an amidus, to overcome the inyun of Benudin Lachaveira. So we say, where does it say in the Torah that we I suppose the push the pshat is that you have to put brackets here. In brackets, the reason. Refers to the first part, that but not the kedayla tarayin pekabatayin. Some say it's arimas. Esfatim lochem emochras haShabbos. What's the lochem? Esfatim emochras haShabbos. Lochem is arimas. The Rosh Hashanah of lochem is kedayi letareini miklapaseini. That's arimas. But I think we've got a pshat, which is a much better pshat. Reb Shimon Pinkas says the following. He says a mushal. Somebody, a young man, Gochasna, he's trying to set himself up, and he's got chalimas. If I had to have money, I'd be able to buy a house, furniture, and so on. It's a chulim, which is, so he buys a lottery ticket. And to his mother, he wins. He wins that in 100 days' time, he's going to get £1 million. He's looking forward. 100 days' time. Well, once I get the money, I can buy a house, furniture, I can set myself up. He's counting the days. Every day is a step. Oi, how long is it taking? Waiting, impatient. Let's get to that day, 100 days' time. I'll get the check of £1 million. So all the days are very... He's impatient. Take another scenario. The same person did not buy a ticket. He's desperate somehow to earn some money. And he sees advertised some big company who needs a special type of umnas, which he is a great mumcha, computers, whatever it is. And he's interviewed them. They see that he's gewaltig. And they say, look, we're prepared to pay you a lot of money, very heavy wage. We're prepared to pay you £10,000 a day. We need you for the next few days. We don't know how long we'll need you. He's happy, the longer the better. But there's a limit, not forever, but until we finish whatever you have to do here. So, of course, he takes a job, and every day he comes in, Baruch Hashem, £10,000 a day. Next, another 10. After a week, Baruch Hashem, I've got £70,000 already, and he's looking forward every day, another day. To him, he counts in a totally different way than another person. To him, every day, Baruch Hashem, another 10,000, another 10, building up. He'll come to the millionaire eventually, but he's counting, he's enjoying the day. Our Sefiras HaOmer, we're not counting towards, and 49 days there'll be a Gewaltiger day. We're supposed to count every day. Every day we're supposed to acquire certain malas, emidas, nachunas. And so we're counting, Baruch Hashem, we have today 28, we've acquired 28 days of Tikkun HaMidas, hopefully. And Emerson, it's interesting that the notion how we count, we don't say today is the 28th day of the Omer. We say today is 28 days of the Omer. The 28th day is 28th. 28 days, we have acquired 28 days. Every day, and that is Faltem Lochem, we're gaining something. And Atas of Sunni, Kedele Tareini, because it's Faltem Lochem, we're counting days, we're acquiring something. So it's a goal to Gizman, which we can, with a bit of effort, we have to do a bit of effort, otherwise we get nowhere, to prepare ourselves. So I want to raise a few points. First of all, we're about to reach Lag BaOmer, which is in this forum we see Gewaltig Zachan Lag BaOmer. So most people ask what Lag BaOmer is, it's a big Simcha, and he wrote in his Tzavua so-called that he wants us to be the Simcha on that day, and in Maron, we know, in the Ganze Welt. There's something more to it. Yotzat Rosh HaMayachuyach, man, there's a lot of Yotzaten, there's a lot of Reis HaTanuim, it's not for us to compare who the Tanuim was. Rosh HaMayachuyach himself said, learn my Torahs, because my Torahs are from the choicest Torahs of my Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. So if so, why do we have the Yotzat Rebbe Akiva? I don't know when it is. There's much more to it. And Yosei D'Tikazach. And maybe with that we'll understand the words of the Beis HaHaan. Beis HaHaan says words which nobody other would dare to say these words in Beis HaOmfo. Kol mi sheyesh lo emina b'Reb Shimon b'Yechui. We have found the emina we have in Rabbeinu Shleilim. Yes, there is an emina of emina tzaddikim, b'yamini b'Hashem, ibn Moshe Abdoi. We do find that we have to have a emina in Moshe Rabbeinu and emina tzaddikim. Whoever has a emina in Reb Shimon b'Yechui, yesh lo chizik b'Reb Shimon b'Yechui, has a chizik, what's the special? K'shem sh'Hashem yisburach y'Hashem l'koil, Rabbeinu Shleilim to everybody. Now look at these words. Kach Reb Shimon b'Yechui, hi Reb Shimon b'Yechui l'koil. It's strange words. He's a Reb Shimon b'Yechui for everybody. Afila lepchisim. Even somebody in Mamish, very low. Let's try and understand these words. Gimel. The Gemara is from the Gemara. One in Gemara. Obe Reb Shimon Levi. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to be Mekabel the Torah, אומר ימלא חשוב לתנאי קדוש ברוך הוא מלוך מסתר אבוין שואל מבוין שואל מה ילד אישה בעיניי זה מן אף זה מלוכם שרופים בחייס ופנדם what's that ילד אישה מן a human being. So there was this discussion, this word, in the end they gave in, they were moid. After they said, no hoyt falashmaim, first they said, no hoyt falashmaim, give the Torah bashmaim to maluchim, don't give it to human beings. But afterwards they didn't say that anymore, and doesn't say no hoyt falashmaim, they agreed that the Boyishim should give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeini, miyad kol echad ve'echad nas la'oichav, and they became friends to Moshe Rabbeini, emusa lo'i duva, they gave matunas, shenema, Oliso Lamurim, Moshe Rabbeinu went Lamurim, Shoviso captured Shevi, that's the Torah, and Lokachto Matunas Bu'udam, and you received Matunas from the Maluchim, Bescha Shekhar'icha Udam, because they said, you're only a human being, you don't belong here, so they were Mephias, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lokachto Matunas, that's a push at Tlatnik Umura. In Tkine Zaya, Shteta Zay, Hamaskilim Yazhiri Kozea Rekia, well known Pusik, Ilain, this applies to Reb Shimon Yechui v'Chavayrov. They are called the Maskilim and Yazhiri. They were shining, illuminating, Kozei Rekia. Reb Luther Berei, Reb Abba, Reb Yosef, Reb Chia, Reb Yitzchak, Vashach Abraya. This Dahari Zahiri La'ayla that has a Gavoltiga oil, Kozei Rekia, like the sun shines. Reshis Eshev La'aliyue and Aliyue Novi also have permission to join them. La'as Mechim Hanbei. Pusach Aliyue. Aliyue said the following words. Kim Reb Shimon, stand up Reb Shimon. V'yischatzin milin al yodach, and you should say, Chedisha Torah, the whole Rashis Islach, you have permission, legalur ruzin, to reveal the soydus, to milin al yodach, you have permission to reveal soydus, ma denu ishev lashi legalur lashim banash. You have permission to say soydus ha-Torah, which nobody till now had permission to say. Moshe Rabbeinu brought out the Torah, he gave us a Torah Tanigla. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have permission, the world wasn't ready for it yet, for revealing of the Seder Torah. Reb Shimon Yechui gave us the Seder Torah. Taiti Kisvali, Hine, Reb Shimon Yechui, Betchilo Hoyse Madagusa Lamata. Reb Shimon Yechui started with the lower Madrega, Va'achkach Ulo, then he went high and high and high, Bizman Ha'idra, till the end, Lius B'Madregas Moshe, Reb Shimon Yechui came to Madrega Moshe Rabbeini. The Pusik says, like, come, Nubi Oidi, Soka Moshe. Zoya state, Kisvali state, that he came to Madrega Moshe Bizman Kabalusa Lichas Ashnias. When Moshe Rabbeini Kabal Lichas Ashnias, a special type of Madrega, Reb Shimon Yechui reached the Madrega. Instead, Harem is Lag Bo'oima. His father would say Lag Lo'oima, yes, but we still call Lag Bo'oima, Lag Bo'oima. Because Lag Bo'oima is Begmat Yemoshe. So we see some connection. Moshe Rabbeinu, Reb Shimon Yechui. Moshe Rabbeinu brought us down the Torah HaNigla, Reb Shimon Yechui gave us the Torah HaNista. And here comes the point. In Shema Gdoin Mashvita Chodu Shteit, Shumati Mepi Tamut Chuchum Eretz HaMa'arav HaPnimi, Chuchum Rav Masid, Shemutzu Shehiget Hari, Al Pusik, Oliso Lamurem. Moshe Rabbeinu went up Bashumayim to receive the Torah. Shoviso Shevi. Shevi is Begmatia Shimon Ben Yechui. So now we have a strange thing here. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shal Yisro, the Ayurveda gave the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, and he takes with Reb Shimon Yechui. Shavisa Shevi. Why do you have to have Reb Shimon Yechui? Well, for his support. What did he need him for? The way we understand it now, it's very pushed. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, the Torah's Hanister also. Kol Masha Talmud Gusit Busit Lachadish Niskala Loi Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu was up there receiving the Torah, Torah HaNigla and Torah HaNista. But he only had permission to give over to us the Torah HaNigla. We weren't yet ready for the Torah HaNista. So he took with Reb Shimon Yechui together with him, receiving the Torah HaNigla and Torah HaNista. And Moshe Rabbeinu, later on, 2,000 years later, came in the form of Reb Shimon and the Yechui to give us the second half of the Torah HaNista. So Moshe, Reb Shimon Yechui had Nishmas Moshe, the Madregas Moshe, whatever that means, because just like Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah HaNigla, Reb Shimon Yechui was the one to give us the Torah HaNista. So that fits in with the whole Seder. So in other words, according to that, our Kabbalah Satorah is in two parts. On Shvius we receive the Torah HaNigla, and on Lag Bo'omer, as I said, the Idra, before his Petir, he gave the the complete Torah Sanista was given Lag Boimer. So Lag Boimer is a Kabbalah Satorah for the Torah Sanista. It gives us a totally different idea what Lag Boimer is all about. Lag Boimer is Shvir. Pardon? Yeah, the Shomer. I mean, these things which I can't explain more than I can just read the words. But Rav Shimon Yehoi was Moshe Rabbeinu. Lag Boimer, Gmatya Moshe, Hadishmas Moshe, whatever it is. And he came afterwards. So now we can understand. In Mura 9 state, we know in Zohar Kodesh state is Pashtisa the Moshe B'chol Dura V'dura. It's Pashtisa Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn Pusha Pshat that in every door that Tzadik and Mubot the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Mura 9 state, every Yid has a Nishmas Moshe. A Nitzitz of Nishmas Moshe. Look at the Lusha Mura 9, Mavuv. Bechinas Moshe, Shehi Da'as HaTorah Amitis Kom El El, is pastish the Moshe b'chol v'dura at shishim ribay dura ki b'chol udom yesh b'chinas Moshe shehiada shemasik b'chinas Moshe leimit. When a person learns Torah, yeah, the Moshe Rabbeinu went to every. So every Yid has got a mitzvah from Moshe, and when a Yid learns Torah, is zichri Torah as Moshe Abdi. It's the mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu which is learning Torah with him. So we all tamid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Yid has a mitzvah from Moshe. Now we understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu was lakoil. Every Yid has a mitzvah from Moshe. Reb Shimon Yehoi is part of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's Pshat the Besaharan. Ma Hashem is Burach Lakoil, Afrib Shimon Lakoil, because every Yid has a Nitzis Moshe, and in that Nitzis Moshe is the part of Rav Shimon Yehoi is also there, because the Torah Sanista came through Rav Shimon Yehoi. So this is the Kavun of in Rav Shimon Lakoil. And this is a Chizuk for Yidan. Gemara says, I'm Zion, Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Tumra Bun Kushinuch Vesir Abbasayin Lakenu Beyavna Omri, Asid Torah Shetishtach Miyisru. Tan Rav Shimon Yehoi, Chas Vesholem. He disagreed. Chas v'shulam shetztakach toil miyisro. Shenama ki lo yisish shuchach mepizalik. So we have a machloikas here. The chumah say, it's the shetakach? He says no. Elamani mekayim, shetavak shetavah Hashem, lo yimotzi shlo yimotzi, something else. They went to find the Mishnah Brira. Normally when we have a machloikas, there's an inyan of Eili v'Eili, the Vilikim Chaim. It will be forgotten, or will not be forgotten. What's happening here? The answer is, the chachumim saw, apiderech ha-teva, yes, according to Yuli the Sadovis and the Gullis and all the Torahs, they saw what's going to happen. Apidera Chateva, the Torah would be forgotten. Samus Rav Shimon Yehoi, and with his Koyach, and he, had he not come, it would have been forgotten. He was the one who said, no, Chas V'Shulam, and he passed in, and when he passed in, Vashmai, they also passed in, that it should not be forgotten. So Taka with his Koyach, and he was Magala the Torah Sanista, and the Torah Sanista is our Kiyam in Gulis, and it's interesting, Halucha. I mean, a lot of our Halucha is based on Torah Sanista. The Mogavruam brings very often, you know, in Mogavruam you find Memchuf. Memchuf, Mutusi Kusev, or the Mutusi Bakabunis. Kabunis means Kabunis Ali. A lot of our Pesach Halucha is based on Aliyah Kudish. So our Halucha in Gulis is very much based on Rav Shimon Yehoi, on Torah Sanista. So, when the Chum is said, Asir HaTorah Shetishtakach, Rav Shimon Yehoi said, no, Chatz V'Shulam. Ki lo yishuch m'pizari. And for Yishlami, bring to the Sefer Tevis of Ki lo yishuch m'pizari is Yehoi. It's been in the Maron. We have the, when you come in there, you see the big sign, Ki lo yishuch m'pizari. Now we can understand what the Kedushas Levi says, Tess. Habchina azoy shel Yitzias Mitzrayim me'ira ad Lag Boimer. It says, Mitzrayim Pesach goes to Lag Boimer. In Lag Boimer, Maschel Ha'ur Shel Ma'amad HaSinai. From Pesach, the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chayrus, of the Allah, the Nunum for Chayrus, which person has Chayrus from the Yitzhahar and everything, is Nimshach from Pesach till Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer, we have the Ha'ur already from the other end, from Shvius, is already shining back. Like you go through a tunnel, it gets darker and darker. When you come to the other end, you see the light of the other side already. So from Lag Boimer, we already see the Ha'ur of Shvius. According to what we're saying now, yes, Lag Boimer is the Matan Tzoyra. Shvius is the Tzoyra Sanigla, and Lag Boimer is the Tzoyra Sanista. And he brings the Pusik, Vayikul Yaakov Gal Eid. Gal is Lag Boimer, Eid is the Tzoyra. And from Lag Boimer, we have the Kabbalah Satoyra, the Ur of Shvius. So we have, in the Oimer, we have, in the Shvius Oimer, we have two parts. We have Til Lag Boimer, which is still the Ur of Cheres of Mitzrayim. And then it starts already the Ur of Shvius. Sefer Yaas Devashi Yud. יום לג בוים הילי לדשבי, ולו לכל איש היו לבחור לרוסם אלי בו יום הילי שבצ'יבה, it's a time for Tshiva, כסחיס רשבי מסייס לעבור לתייס, a special day which a person can elevate himself and prepare himself for Kabbalah Satori as much as the whole sphere is like that, but certainly that part even more so. To jump a few parts, I want to get to Shvias also. There's, I leave the rest for you to do for homework. You can take away the sheets. in Gemara, Yedalad, Omer Cheski Omer Biyamia, Meshim Lepshim and Yechui, Yechuchol Ani Lifter Eskoloil and Piloi Min Hadin, Meyoim Shinevais Yadatu. I can platter the whole oil, there's a picture that we're not behaving the way we should be, and we don't deserve all the goodness which the Ayyavishah gives us all the time. Reb Shimon Yochai says, I can patr min adin. There's a lot of pshutim in that, how he can patr min adin. He was mahapach the midas adin, the midas arachmim. A remez is that in the Lam Natzeach, the 49 words, which go through the Oymer every day, the day of Lag BaOmer is the word Elohim. Elohim is midas adin. But Elohim is the Rosh HaKavis, Yechayni lifter eskol oylem min adin. That's the Rosh HaKavis Elohim. So there are a few pshutim in that, and the Masham gives a pshat, leave it out now, but you can look at it yourself here, and Eis Tezai, and a beautiful pshat, and he says that on the day of Lag BaOmer, we pass the like Hashem ben Yechui, and on that day there is Hamtukas Adinim. I saw in the Torah of Reb Pinchas Friedman, Rosh HaKolim from Belz HaKolim, he says, first Belz HaKolim said, V'havtu Reichu Kamoichu, last week said, you know, Reb Kiva says, Zekal Gudl BaTayla. The Belzer, the first Belzer said, "V'havtu l'rayachu, if you will love your friend, ben v'chvayde, kumoichu, which is begamatzri elikim, midas adin, ani Hashem, make it to midas harachma." So through Ahavas Yisur, you change the midas adin to midas harachma. V'havtu l'rayachu, if you love your friend, kumoichu, which is matzri 86, elikim, ani Hashem, Hashem is rachma. So I saw, he said, it's a beautiful pshat, zukazoi. Ezukt, the Torah is written from right to left. Maril Freit Akasha. We write from right to left. We know because Hayin is Yemin, Yemin is Rachmim, Smoil is Dinim, so we start with Yemin, everything starts with Yemin. Instead of Bashman Esri, you should have the right hand on the left hand, and so on and so on. The Torah is written from right to left, but the Halucha is, Halucha Moshe Messina, these things, that the letters of the Torah go from left to right. You write the Aleph, you start on the left side, the base, Yemin, all on the left side. In Chol, in Goish, it's all starting left to right, everything. You write a B, the left to right, yes? A D, so the left to right. Both the words and the letters go left to right. A Goy is small. A Yid is Yemin. But why is it that the letters go left to right? The words go right to left. What? Leave out the Goy's letters. Yiddish letters. All Yiddish letters, you start on the left side. The base, you start on the base on the left side, you go to the right. Your letter itself. Or the Chetz, you start on the left, you go to the right. All the letters, you start on the left, you go to the right. And why the words go right to left, the letters go left to right. If there's anything you mean, everything should be left. This is a Gwaltha Pshat. It's tackled by Rai Seri Bura Alma. The Boyin Shalom looked in the world, and he created the Torah. But I look at the Torah created the world. Rashi says, "Bereishis bo elekim." The first pasuk says, "Elekim, elekim, uz vayah elekim, vayivayim elekim, vayim elekim." The next pasuk says, "Beroy biyem Hashem, Hashem elekim." So Rashi mitzchilo ulo b'machshav to libras b'midas hadin, ro sha'en oila miskayim v'shetef imoy midas harachmim. So the Torah started with midas hadin and became midas harachmim. So when you start writing Bereishis, what do? You write a base, you start with Midas Adin, on the left side. Shetef Ema Midas Arachim, then you go from right to left. So you start with left because you start with Midas Adin, and then you go from right to left to make the Midas Arachim. Beautiful chat. Then he says, Oy Bazoi, the Moide Gazach. Kim Toho, it's according to that, that a Ois on its own is Midas Adin. Every Ois is Midas Adin. The words are Midas Arachim, because the word is two Oises. We know that Shishim Ribay Ois Yis L'Toyr. Every Yid is a Ois. But a Yid on his own is Midas Adin. But V'Ahav Tzol Reichu, you join somebody else, then you change the Midas Adin into Midas Rachman. It's V'Ahav Tzol Reichu, from Kumoichu, from the Midas Adin, each one is a Midas Adin, join on to somebody else, you've created that into a word. It's a Niyashim Etzim Midas Rachman. Let's finish off with Avot. Neuagin, ich hoffe, der Talmud sagt, Neuagin, lechteiach ha-sabim, beschwiees, the minute you put grass in the Betzamedrish and the houses, Zeiche, Pamaten Teure, is also, where there was, steht, Elmela Arahi, Pamatzoi da Bukhar al-Yiri, Elmela Arahi, there was grass on the mountain of Hasina. They said in Pusik, there was grass on the mountain of Hasina. What's the significance that we have to put grass here to remember that Bamatan Torah, we take a Sefer Torah, we line the Shemlekeh, we've got the Sefer Torah, but the Gans of Ashes, but just reminds us of those grass also. What's the importance? And why was there grass there? I'll tell you a thought with Kenza and Emes. My Shvedochan Brucha brings in the Sefer, which he writes stories from what his experience in Auschwitz. He writes there that when they came to Auschwitz, people didn't know what to eat, and they were desperate, they were eating grass. And they realized something interesting, that people had various ailments, and they were healed, as we know, that in the herbs, Kemat Ala Rafias are based on the herbs, the grass and the herbs, and people, they got healed. Not just nourishment, they got healed. So I was standing there, you know, a yid with some coppers and toilet, thinking of different things, and I was white and bespoken. But Ma Zuchi, the grass, that they should have the koyach of healing. Not the meat, not the fish, nothing. The grass has got a special koyach of healing. And I was thinking about it, what were they zeicher? Like our person at Adas Toya, when he's standing in Auschwitz, what he's thinking about. He said the following. There's a well-known thing from the Mezritcher Maggid. We know the Shloshes Midas of Rachmim. Each Shem has got its own middah. Kael, Rachm, Chan, each one's got its own, as we showed him explain the uniqueness of each middah. To be mamshach the Shloshes Midas of Rachmim, said Mezritcher Maggid, when we learn the Shloshes Midas of Toilin and Dreshes Behen, we are mamshach the Shloshes Midas of Rachmim. So each middah of the Shloshes Midas corresponds one with another. Which of the Shloshes Midas is the Sherachmim, is the Shem for Rafia? Shtait in Zitcha Magid, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispowered for his sister, for Miriam, said, Kael no Rafu no lo. So Kael is the Shem for Rafia. Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kavachim. Vovia Yurek Revanea, as we know, there are ten Kavachims in the Torah, and this is one of the ten Kavachims in the Torah, he made a Kavachim. Why is it in Zitcha Magid? Because Shloisha said, and he wanted to have Shem Kael. To be Mamshach Shem Kael, which is the first of the Shloisha Semidus, according to many Shittas, he had to take of the first of the Shloisha Semidus, Shatan and Dreshes. He made the Kal B'Choyma, and through making Kal B'Choyma via Yulak Yulak Fenael, he was Mamshach Shem Kael, he brought a Rafia to his sister. So, Banshveh, we know the 10th Kal B'Choyma is in the Torah. What was the first Kal B'Choyma in the Torah? The grass. The grass state. The grass was Leminoi. The Irish did not tell them the Minoi, but they made the Kalvachayma. If the fruit of to be the Minoi, Kalvachayma the grass. They made the first Kalvachayma, the grass, so they got the middle of Kale, they got the Koyach HaRafia. That was his thought in Auschwitz. According to that, Chazal say, that all, the deaf people started hearing, the blind people started seeing. Kilom Nisrapi, they were all Nisrapi. Perhaps that's the Indian why there was grass there, because the grass was the ones who were given the koyach of Rafia, and as all the Eden had to be in Shapa, they had that. So maybe that's the reason why we are supposed to put grass, because we also want to have the skill of Satoira, and the skill of the Torah is the Indian from Rafia. So we put grass to be Mamshech, the Indian of Rafia. I just finished off with a word from Klausen Begruf, I said it last time, like a word to give out. The meaning is to put trees. Because Nidoyim are Paris Ilan. What's a Paris Ilan? Paris Ilan is from the least important things a person needs. Tzvia, Mele, Tzvia is the person that can't live without Tzvia. Paris is a river luxury, one can survive without Paris. Think Shvias, the rose that took from Shvias, we're done, how many apples and oranges, how many fruit we have, what's so important about that? But look at Zoe. In Panusas, there are various types of Panusas. In the olden times, the Panusas were in computers, it was more agriculture, everything. In agriculture, there's two types of panusas. There's a sudeh and a kerem. A sudeh, a field, you have to work very hard. Chodesh, every year you have to start again, chodesh. In a sudeh, you have two chodeshes. And they went through 11 meluchas till you get to a piece of bread. It's hard work. A kerem, easy. You know, the fruits are there, the trees are there. You don't need to plant every year. You just have to maintain it. It's a much easier type of panusa. Mavir Mamani Oil Malchus. Udam L Um Yilot. We will have to have Umo. So if we have the Umal in Torah, well then we have less Umal in Panusa. A person does not put the Umal in Torah, has to work harder for Panusa. Shavuos is a time to be mekabel the oil Torah. As much as one is mekabel the oil Torah, that's the type of Panusa you'll have. So b'Shavuos nedoinen al peiros eden. If we mekabel the oil Torah, our Panusa will not be a Panusa of field, it'll be a Panusa of peiros eden. Actually, we should all be zeichet to mekabel the Torah of Simcha. Have easy panuses and refuse following you.